Welcome to the audiobook version of the How To series, brought to you by Cape Peninsula University of Technology Libraries. You're listening to Module 4, How to Use Information Ethically, Copyright and Plagiarism. Introduction. Use information legally and ethically. To be able to use information you have found, you will have to know how to use information legally and ethically. Let's look at copyright and plagiarism. Copyright. Copyright in South Africa is governed by the Copyright Act No. 98 of 1978. Generally, the owner of copyright is the person who does the creative work, for example, the author of the book or the designer of the dress. Copyright endures for the lifetime of the author and 50 years after the author's death. Copyright applies to printed and online material. What can you legally copy? Section 12.1 of the Act allows the making of a single copy of a reasonable portion of a work, consistent with fair dealing for personal or private use. This could be up to 10% or a chapter of a work. Copying of the whole or a major portion of the work in question is not reasonable and not compatible with fair dealing. Copyright examples. A copyright infringement example at university could be when you copy a large portion of a book or an audiovisual, such as a DVD and/or music recording. It is important to note the consequences of copyright also in business. There have been a number of cases in business that went to court due to copyright infringements, such as Apple versus Microsoft and Gucci versus Guess. Please refer to the ebook version to see these examples. Plagiarism. Plagiarism is seen as intellectual theft. Using another author's research and ideas without acknowledgement is considered plagiarism. It is unethical and illegal to submit someone else's work as your own. It is the same as stealing. Have a look at the CPUT plagiarism policy under Module 4 of this course. Consequences of plagiarism could be a failed assignment or subject or, in severe cases, expulsion from the university. Plagiarism is intellectual theft. Plagiarism examples. Plagiarism can take various forms. It can be blatant theft or accidental borrowing. Here are a few examples of plagiarism. You submit an assignment done by another student or from a paper mill as your own. You pay another student to write an assignment for you and hand it in as your own work. You copy and paste sections from someone else's work and add it to your work without acknowledging the source. Software such as SafeAssign or Turnitin allows lecturers to check your assignments for plagiarism. Even if plagiarism is discovered years from now, a university can withdraw a qualification that was awarded to a student. How to avoid plagiarism. Have a look at Module 5 of this course. It will teach you how to cite and reference or do a bibliography correctly when you make use of the work and ideas of other authors to develop your own new knowledge. Please refer to the ebook version for an example. This concludes Module 4, How to Use Information Ethically, Copyright and Plagiarism. Thank you for choosing CPUT Libraries to assist you.